I'm dreaming of
the Subgenius Hour of Squatch.
Yes, dear friends, and welcome to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack. In this case, number 1074 or 75, or I don't know what. Because, friends, in this show, and the last couple, and in the next few, we are traveling through time. Yes, we are delving deep into the past of the Subgenius Church and seeing exciting and terrifying memories and things you never knew before. Are you ready? Because it's going to be quite a trip. It's been quite a trip for me, friends. We're doing this for the Maybe Logic Academy online course in how to run your own mind control cult, do's and don'ts, and history of the Church of the Subgenius, the first 100 years. Honest, if you don't believe me, check out maybelogic.org. Anyway, friends, we've been studying the events of the years of 1981 and 1982, and of 1980, the early years when we first encountered our dear friends, such as Paul Mervridis of Lies, Doug Wellman of Puzzling Evidence, St. J. Kinney, St. Byron Werner, Pope Sternodoxki Kafer, St. Janier Hypercletus, and the great Snavely Eklund, and so forth, friends. Yes. So join me as we go in this episode back in time to the year of 1981, the time of the first World Subgenius Convention, which luckily was filmed professionally by Larry Sulkis of Showtime's What's Up America. That's why some of the audio actually sounds pretty good in these. And, friends, the spirit was so high, and so were we, I must admit, in some cases. Not all of the doctors survived those early years. Some lost their faith in Bob, some lost their love of Reverend Stang, and some just simply died. Quite a few have died since then, it's a shame. Anyway, friends, you will see and hear in your mind's eyeball the fervor and the intensity of the early Subgenius years, when Bob was new to us and we had just rediscovered our own inborn slack. Yes. And so, friends, won't you join me as we pull the lever back on our machine, our Wayback Machine, and watch as the calendar pages fall away, and night and day flap like a giant black wing. And we watch the seasons wheel and pass in reverse, going back to the year of 1981 and the beginning. So actually, this was in November 2021 and 22, the day of the John F. Kennedy re-assassination and the 1981 first World Subgenius Convention in Dallas.
Is Kilar, man, Kilar.
It will be breaking our brains, yes, asunder.
We'll mix it in the water supply at the convention. I think we should put it in the hamburgers that we give away.
Doug, I'm
the
sorry.
The Kool-Aid.
Jim, you'll have to pardon Doug. His mind is completely gone since the convention. He still thinks it's going to happen. He doesn't realize that it's already happened.
The convention will be a great success. I can see it now. 300 men dressed
like
as Bob, men and women
it's
be with Bob masks, marching down the main street straight to Dealey Plaza.
You know?
Oh, we'll have a a limousine with
poor
a,
old Doug.
With a Jesus and a John Kennedy inside.
And his dreams get more and more bizarre
every day. We'll have
everyone
shoot at it with real guns. And, oh, and it will be wonderful. The frop
really
and the water
sad.
Supply.
Tell Doug to send lots
that's
of
a
tapes.
Perfect idea. And Kool-Aid. We'll force everyone to drink Kool-Aid. Buck will bring the Kool-Aid. Buck has the-
I should mention, friends, for the sake of clarity, that back in those days, I was Doug Smith. There were too many Dougs in the church. There's also Doug Wellman of Puzzling Evidence. And so I became Ivan.
So this is the big time. So this is the World Subgenius Convention. 6 or 7 guys standing around with their eyes half open. Why don't you guys sit there picking their noses, get a thumbs up their ass. So this is the big deal. Well, whoop-dee-doo, poo-dah, poo-dah, wo-tan, yeah.
None of them are the real dick, but we have to have all those dicks on hand. Just in case the convention gets too big and there's more people than we expect. And if we don't have anything left to do, we'll pass out the dicks and let them all have a... these dicks only last about 5 minutes, but they will get their taste of what it's like to have a Bob dick. Yes, indeedy. And what do you think, Doug? Do you think it'd be in poor taste to put Bob dicks on everybody and Bob... And more especially than that, the Bob dicks we can forego, but what about putting Bob heads on 50 to 150 people, carting them down to Dealey Plaza for 15 minutes? That's all the time any of us have to record the scene. 15 minutes. Hell, that's 4 Super 8 cartridges. It's a change and a half in a Aeroflex. So I say, yeah. What do you say, Doug? Here in Dallas, Dealey Plaza is sort of a sacred place, but most people have forgotten who that guy was that got shot there. And like me, they didn't even know where it was. So, you know, now they will. They'll know that Dealey Plaza is where 500 Bobs shot the president. And the pictures of the 500 Bobs shooting the president. And I want to know what part you want to play in this. I mean, Doug, this Dealey Plaza thing, you haven't said anything about it, hardly. Except for the black cardboard limousine and wanting to do some separate shooting earlier in the charade. But, I mean, surely you must have a role in this great... This is like a damn passion play.
So how much of the convention is ready now, Drummond, at this point?
Huh?
How much of the convention is actually ready?
Oh, it's about 72.8% ready.
Friday night at 6 o'clock?
Oops, 72.9.
But if nothing else, I can get the big piece out.
Focus up on the face, please.
So I had a good time with you in Dallas.
Like what? Tomorrow night, huh?
Maybe there won't be anybody.
We won't even go. I've been thinking, there couldn't be too few people. But now I'm thinking, I hope there is, you know. I hope there's very few people.
Yeah! Where's
the mix board go?
Subgenius panel discussion, yeah!
Woo! Two microphones to every garage. 2 chicken in every amplifier.
Let's have it in stereo. Yeah.
27 doctors for Bob waylaid by the conspiracy. 27 doctors for Bob. Take one down and smash him. 26 doctors for Bob on the wall.
It's ultra meaningful.
Is Arnold Palmer here tonight?
Arnold's not here. But
I thought you bought.
My name's Sterno Doxson from Little Rock, Arkansas. Puzzling Evidence representative Doug Wellman from Oakland, California. Deep in the heart of San Francisco. And we represent a segment of the myriad doctor bands abounding now from coast to coast.
Have you been getting news on doctor bands?
Many doctors for Odin, doctors for Wotan, Black and White Oakland, Docs for Pain, Doctors for Bob, the Arch Emulators.
There's Devo, who's stolen everything.
Quiet!
Has life been bending you over lately, brothers and sisters? Has it been your night in the barrel for the past few months? Have you been down so long it looks like up to you? Whoa! Yeah. The problem is not a lack of Jesus, no! The problem is not a lack of Yahweh, no, no, no! The problem is not a lack of the Reverend Moon! The problem is a lack of slack!
A lack of slack!
A lack of slack!
A lack of slack!
A lack of slack, children! The conspiracy's all around you. It surrounds you. It's in these walls. Look at that paneling. Ordinarily, that would be conspiracy paneling, conspiracy floorboards, and ass-deadening conspiracy chairs right from your high school gymnasium. But tonight, those chairs, that paneling, those grits, that floorboard, this floor, it belongs to Bob.
It's Bob's
it
floorboard.
It contains slack. It delivers slack up unto you, lay verily. Give me a slack.
Slack!
Give me another slack!
Slack!
Good God Almighty! Come forward, young man.
The voice is normal speed. Should be normal speed on this recording.
If the batteries are
still. Yeah, here in Texas, everything's 10 times tough.
Well, anybody here know how to play high school?
We're here at the beginning of the subgenius tape on recording. And you, dear overmodulated friends, are here on the right channel. But does that stop us? No! It doesn't stop Doug Smith. We'll be able to hear on the exciting left channel. Thanks to T-Gasm to your area.
Well,
in the background, Dr. Philo Turner on saxophone. Ivan Stang on speech. Palmer Vides on bass guitar. The unknown musician on lead guitar. Mr. T-Gasm himself, unconscious,
well, you get
inside
the
bass drum.
Okay.
Now I'd like to...
Young man was never a wayward sinner. No, this young man was always in a state of grace. But there was one thing wrong. He was brought up in the world of the conspiracy. Yes, Bob had to fight the conspiracy in this boy. Bob had to struggle to get inside this boy. Tonight I'm gonna lay hands on this boy and give him slack.
It finally shifted gears and we are back. We've got the giant Bob head taped to the back of the Bobmobile. Stack full of some genius equipment, and the Overman is in the trunk, waiting to be revealed at the height of glory as the subgeniuses from all over the world congregate and file, single file, down Main Street, Dallas, Texas, to Dealey Plaza, where they will carefully and with restricted respect fornicate upon them. grassy knoll. Ha ha!
I know what that is. I know
what
What does it say? Rockwang? Odin Wotang.
I believe that the message got through to our children out there tonight, and that's what I came here was to try and influence our young persons to try and do better. And this young man, of course, was saved. And I came to say bye.
Praise Bob, brother.
Praise Bob, brother.
Okay. That's right.
How did you feel when you were,
there on the block?
It was weird, man. Because I was just laying there.
It was like every refrigerator you had ever opened in your life. All
it was time to feel it for sure.
The problem with the subgenius is they don't pay well.
There's not enough money in this.
Yeah, I don't think the Cadillac that I got was good pay. Yeah. I mean, that by itself is... I can get a Cadillac.
The business already got me three Cadillacs. The entire cult thing will begin to justify itself in all
the TV dinners and the room at the Fairmont while I'm here.
The nine
is that
irons
that
we've accumulated,
or is that
breathe not into
that
your
something that I, what?
Loathful.
Yeah. Oh. God, yeah. Sorry.
They're paying for it.
If you're covetous of your neighbor's nine iron,
not for you, but for the camera,
up in the sand traps of life, for
they're paying for it.
In Bob Ecclesiastes 15:33-66, for lo, Arnold Palmer's first words, his first utterances were, "Mama."
Yeah, well, I'm real glad I flew down from Oregon for this, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm real glad. I think I'm going to get fired from my job for taking off the whole last half of the week. Big deal, great. Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. I mean, it's like...
Thanks anyway, Doug.
Yeah, where's Bob, Doug?
Many people may wonder, who is your brother's friend? What is his message for humanity today? What is the difference between Gabrogue friend, for instance, and the Hope of War Society? What's the difference between Gabrogue friend and Helio friend? How come we always talk about Wotan instead of Jehovah One?
How come we always talk about Wotan instead of Odin?
Yeah, I mean, what kind of Odin is that?
How come all you people pay $10?
It's a
no, I can't wait for the convention.
I can't wait for the convention.
It's wonderful.
Well,
put Jim down on the Xeroxes.
I'll go roll Smee for a Fartinia.
Are you ready to receive slack, child?
I do.
Stand there before him. Come this way. Boys, is this young man ready for slack?
Is this man ready to receive?
Follow, come here. Come here. Come here, all you, come here! Yes, you! And you! Hold still, young man, hold still. Stay right here, stay right here. When we lay hands on this boy, look for the spirit of the conspiracy to leave the room! But stand next to him and hold his arm, this might be violent. Give me that. When the conspiracy leaves this boy, take his other arm. When the conspiracy leaves this boy, the force will be violent. It's not a fit sight for children. Take off that mask, son. Are you ready, boy? Hey, Douglas! Watch your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. When the conspiracy leaves this boy, this room will be cleansed, but I'm not responsible for the forces unleashed. You saw Raiders of the Lost Ark. And when a Nazi scum opened that artifact and they were turned to wax, you saw the end of the devil's reign, and when Ernest Borgnine melted before your eyes, that's nothing compared to the force of the conspiracy. But the force of the conspiracy always yields to the force of who?
Bob.
To the force of who?
Bob.
To the force of who?
Bob.
I'm going to lay hands on this boy. Are you ready, son? Silence, please. When I lay hands. In the name of Bob, conspiracy, McDonald's French fries, Trans Am T-38s with those white mag wheels and chrome reflecting glass buildings, leave this boy! On your knees, now, hit it! The power of Bob!
Look right!
The sacred power of Bob. Will the pipe bring this boy back? Yes! The force of the conspiracy is strong, but the force of Bob is stronger. A puff on the Bob pipe will free this boy. He rises! He rises! He's filled with the spirit of Bob! Say hallelujah! Say hallelujah! Say hosanna! Raise your hands! Raise your hands, children! Raise your hands!
You know, looks like your problems are all over.
Yeah,
I bet.
Well, looks like there's nothing left to do but come down.
It was a weird, strange experience. I wasn't expecting it, but
and now though,
I accepted it. Yes.
Was that a good rant?
You came,
but I thought he'd never do it. I thought the subgenius church was a lie, that they'd never give me industrial consultation or exorcism of the demon Negi. But I found out I was wrong.
Through the love and the hate of Bob.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see how long this transformation lasts.
We'll see if people should send their money to church.
We'll see if it's as useful to you as your high school diploma.
Yeah. Go to high school in bedroom slippers. Yeah.
Free shoes.
Clemio Glemish Glen. I'm speaking in tongues.
Is this Doctors for Bob or some cheap imitation? Or is this Doctors for Bob that blows the reed out of even toy saxophone? Or is this an entirely different bunch of doctors? Doesn't really matter what kind of doctor. I mean, there's general practitioners, there's orthodontists, there's orthopedists, there's podiatrists, there's pediatrists. There's cataract. There's all kinds of guys to fix up what you need. But really, you've got to ask yourself, is it a doctor you need or is it just the pills? Wouldn't the pills be fine? I mean, that way you don't have to go sit around in the waiting room and hope Dr. Ted never can get to you. You don't have to talk to all the dumb nurses and write them a check. Just sit at home and get those pills in the mail. Really, that's all you need. Probably the pills. The pills as well. Well, it might help you get a better attitude. That's a whole different type of medical situation that we're not prepared to consult with you about until we talk to your bank.
That truly youth must lead the, you know, the child is the father to the man.
Which
I'm
man?
I'm sure you're aware. The man, man, the man!
Well,
I'll officially, Philo, any comments before the end?
Just waiting for the transfiguration.
Oh,
transfiguration
sorry.
Is tonight. Tonight.
It's going to happen to me in just a few short minutes.
You're going to behold the transfiguration on that stage.
I'm going to perform the transfiguration on that stage.
What loops?
I'm going to come on demure. I'm going to start off leading the flock gently. Before I'm done, I'm going to have this crowd knuckle walking. From here to Palestine.
All right. That's the kind of word I like to hear.
Yeah. You wait and see what happens tonight. I will be talking in tongues.
Hey, are we ready?
How many tongues?
Yeah.
Doug,
hi.
Glad you can make the convention.
Where do I
Doug?
Sign?
Hi.
My name's Doug Smith.
Dave Meyer. Hi.
Doug Jones.
Hi.
Smith and Jones.
Hi, Dave Meyer.
Reverend Dave Meyer shaking feet with many of the guests here, shaking noses.
There in the Kabbalah.
Right.
The Kabbalah.
Can I get a praise Bob? Can I get a praise Bob?
Can I get a praise Bob?
Can I get a shirt ripping, flying, zipping, boot stomping praise Bob? Can I get a real praise,
praise Bob?
Can I get a serious beer and vibing praise Bob? Can I get a wood stomping, green tromping praise Bob?
No,
can I get a sand flinging old mean old praise Bob?
No, I'm afraid not.
You can't blame me for asking, Doug.
No, I can't.
Yeah, it feels sort of like that time Well, I better not talk about that time. But that other time, yeah, it feels like that. It was like that time. Yeah, that was pretty. Yeah, it's just like that. I haven't felt this way since. Well, since the World Symphony's convention. Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's.
He has spent $700 to come to this convention of Bobby.
No, no, wait a minute. Take one of these.
Can I get?
No, no,
when
first,
can
no,
I get
wait,
that? $700.
Wait,
that feels too big. Kill me.
Listen, you'll hear laughter in your head.
That feels too big. He'll choke me. He'll kill me.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead. It won't hurt. I get it.
All right. I'll break it up. Hey, this pill tastes kind of good. In fact, I'm starting to feel pretty good. Wow! There's Bob. He's been here all along.
Yeah!
That's right! The one-take rhythm killers! The music haters! The jackasses!
The shitty Beatles,
also known as Doctors for Bob! The men of covenant men! Jehovah One made a covenant with us! These men are mighty men! Mighty healers! Doctors for Bob!
All hail Doctors for Bob! Doctors for Bob! Doctors for Bob! Doctors for Bob! Doctors! Doctors for Bob!
The Uber Doctors. That's right, and a lot of you people who haven't spent enough money yet can talk to Philo about getting the foot gland operation. So he is doing that during this convention. He was a little bit drunk last night. There will be numerous of our doctors from Bob present for glandscaping.
Another clinic has just been recently constructed in Dallas. You know how longer have to incur the expenses of flying all the way to Malaya.
And the one that was burned down in Little Rock is well on its way to being rebuilt.
Thanks to your donation.
Yeah, right. But we can always use more. That doesn't mean. But in the meantime, if you really think there's something dreadfully wrong with you, well, we're Samaritans. We're here to help the masses of the ill people, the sick, depraved, and tired people. And it's not the pills, it's not the prescriptions, it's not the doctors with the little rubber hammer in the glass. Well, then maybe the music of heaven itself could serve to clean out the tubes and things that you have. The tubes that are plugged up. The tubes that are plugged up maybe by having a little bit too much money on you. Yes, you can unplug those tubes. We can sit down with you. It won't take more than a half hour initial session. You can fill out one of the applications for us. Fill out our credit application. You'll walk out of here with a bucket of pills. Yeah, a bucket of pills.
How big are the pills?
They're big pills. They're little pills. We got little tiny pills. Some of the pills you can crack open and pour them out into a glass of water or a glass of Coke. Some of the pills you have to put in other places besides your mouth. Some of the pills you just put them in your shirt pocket, keep them near your heart all day. Some of the pills, well, they're dangerous. And
well, it depends upon if you're talking about the buckets of pills or the quarts of pills. Like we're talking about, and what we mean by a bunch of pills is
we
not
mean
like
a bunch
half a
more
bath of
pills.
Full
what,
pills.
What is the world?
It's
not a half a reality of pills.
Rotten buckets of pills, and we're talking about it not being much fun when Johnny Law comes here, takes them pills away. So
not much
about,
more
like
trouble than
these pills that we're talking about.
It's called, very simply put, the bunch more theory. In other words, if you send us a little money now, we guarantee you'll add a bunch more later. Not a little bit more, not just a lot more, not just a quarter of the whole thousand back to the ring walk with money. I'm talking a bunch more money. And when the word of Bob becomes nothing but worn out cliche, that's when we'll get a whole bunch more.
If you'll meet us behind the park plaza,
oh, thank you, my son.
Oh, yes.
One of the flock has just thrown a large handful of pocket change at the doctors. Others are following suit. Now the doctors are throwing the money. They're launching the heads of the tiny metal president. Over in the corner, Jana or someone is lighting a dollar bill and passing it to the from doctor to doctor. Well, the doctors are smoking the dollar bill. They say the smoke, the souls are going up to heaven.
John Kennedy is being rushed to Parkland Memorial Hospital.
Leaving at the spot
Memorial
after the assassination.
Motorcade here, 18 years to the day after this, the sneaky head was still alive in Dallas.
How many members are there? There's too many. Any other misconception?
What do you do with the money?
There's three members being rushed. The money goes to the for slackless children. Of the continent of Asia have not yet heard the word of Bob. These people need to be told that
we've got millions of Bob saved. I've got two pamphlets in 65 different languages, and this takes
It's Bob. It's Bob's pills. It all comes together.
And what do the X's have to do with us?
Well, the X's have brought these invented pills down.
There's an X's in there.
Yeah, it
I can see
John.
I can see
Shirley.
And I can see the X's.
I want to know about the X's.
Yeah, there they are, all out there. It's not a manner of liking X's or disliking them.
It's a problem
obeying
being
them
around them
or not
buying
finding
things from
you know,
them
your place
or having to get
time
your license in an X's area.
Right.
We're actually three different.
Okay, there's three different bands represented in this space. And Doctors for Bob is historically the father band, spawning an unlimited number of other doctor bands, which this fad of genius music is making us a lot of money right now. And that's my primary motivation for being here.
Yeah.
Bob has very little to do with everything.
We like to
and
steal
a lot to do
his
about
here.
This. So,
what about our Linkletter's daughter who did acid and jumped out of a window?
No comment. Oh yeah, friend. I'm crying. I'm crying a lot. I'm crying a whole lot.
I'm crying so much too.
I'm crying a lot. I'm crying a real lot of much a whole lot.
I can cry even more.
I'm crying so much it's filling up buckets.
If I did,
it's filling up my house. It's filling up my yard. It's filling up my street. The whole city's a river because I've been crying a lot. Yeah, there's lots of water around from all the teardrops that have been squirting out of my head.
I think I'll cry home
oh,
for tears.
Yeah,
I saw a hundred
tears that have squirted out of my head in the last minute and a half. Oh, now it's 1 second every second. 96 tears they squirt out of my head.
Oh, my head's been squirting tears a lot. Then I turn around and it's squirted a lot more. Oh, I've been crying 96 tears. And it's flooded the town, now we're floating out. Now we're in the ocean and we're floating around on a lot of teardrops. Cause you left me and it's your fault, bitch. You left me, you flood the world, it's your fault. You have the lives of millions on your conscience for the rest of your life. Because you left me, and I've been crying a lot to flood the world. Oh, mama, look, I'm so mad at you I could just piss. But if I piss some more, then it floods the rest of the world. So I'm crying, and I keep on crying. And now it's your fault that all those people are dying. Oh, I'm crying. And baby, you can just go jump in the lake. Cause I've been crying, crying, crying. And don't come back no more.
How much have you been crying?
Oh, I've been crying 96 tears.
96 million at this point on 96.
Oh, 96 big tears. I cried 96 real big tears. I cried 96 big old giant tears. You know that tear I cried? You remember that big old tear I cried that time? That was one of the 96 tears. All those tears that I cried that other time, that back at that time when I was crying a lot, I cried one big old tear. And it was the 96th big tear I cried that day or that minute or that second. Because I was crying a lot, I didn't keep track of all of them when I cried, but it was that one tear, that one big old giant tear, that one tear that just made my head split open when I cried it out. Yeah, I split my brains out and my head was open, and I cried that one giant big old tear. That was the tear that I sent back, because it was big. Too big for me, or too big for Smith and Jones. Oh yeah, and I'm not lying, I passed that big old tear and split my head, ripped it open, cause it was crying a lot. And now, this next line is gonna be the end of the song. Oh yeah!
Well, now that we're here in Potato Land, why don't we go searching for some of the things we couldn't find back in the real world?
Ah, the convention. If I could control time, I'd be right back on that stage with Doctors for Wotan. With our five guitarists and horn section and three synthesizers and two drummers and inspired madness.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
My true calling, of course, is the church, and the church is, let me assure you, making lots of money now. I, Reverend Stang, took the money from the from the convention and absconded with it. I went to Bolivia with the convention money. And the foundation has been pretty much broke ever since. I've left my post at Sacred Scribe and let young John Pretorius take over. It's tough. I mean, we literally do burn Sacred Scribes out. We burn them out about a year at a time, and I was about burned out. So I spent all the money. I'm back in Dallas, and I was supposed to be an Overman by now, but that didn't happen. Still haven't had my third nostril open, but they did do some of the surgery. Philo did a little bit during the last Doctors for Wotan practice session. We've never practiced. Doctors for Wotan has never practiced. We have only recorded albums, and we just recorded our 17th album, this time using the new Japanese cheap synthesizers, the Casios or Casios or whatever, that Also Genius is now on, along with their tape recorders.
Yeah! Hey!
Okay, where's my...
What? Wow, Doctors for Wotan, album number 18.
Okay.
Yeah, we're glad you could all make it tonight. Dr. Wotan over there is shooting up. We're going to have some Dr. Tom. We're going to be healing and cutting. We're going to be hurting and screaming.
We're going to be a fropping and a cutting.
Yeah.
Getting that
we know the Frop Lord's with us. Yeah, hey, there's the Frop Lord number 6 down there, just in from Tibet.
Yeah, same to you, Prof Lord number six. The convention is over. Yes, the geniuses are dead. The convention is over. Yes, the geniuses are dead.
I think I can. Hey, I'm higher tape delay. Anything you want to be when you grow up. Sandy, you can be a fireman, or you can be Spider-Man, or you can be a politician, or Sandy, you can be a terrorist and hurt people very much.
You can be what you want. You can be what you want. You can be what you want. Be what you want.
You hear the fog?
Snuff films. We'll show snuff films. We're doctors.
Prepare yourself for the shock of your life. You are about to come face to face with the most monstrous crime of all time. For this is the story of a demagogue. A demoniacal genius with criminal sadistic proclivities and his ruthless cohort participants. A story about a gang of killers who embarked on a mass annihilation of millions of human beings.
Men,
Landy.
Unite!
Come kill for fun,
for the name of America, to stay free! Take law into your own hands! It's fun! And for a good cause.
Was that paid for by the Church of the Subgenius?
We demand that Roman law be replaced by German law.
And they accompanied their promises with music. Martial music that was appropriate for millions of goose-stepping Germans. Music that began with a fanfare and thundering drums. Music that inflamed people with wild patriotic fervor. Music like this march played by a Nazi stormtrooper band.
Hey, I'm just like a program. Let me ask you, doctors, with neo-floppers, I let the sneak of bleeding to get the neo-floppers. Doctors! For Bob!
I barely even remember being on stage. It's all like a dream. And I drove home literally in a trance from Dallas. As you can well imagine, that much input in that short of time probably couldn't be endured by anyone less than an apprentice overman or overwoman, as the case may be, over hermaphrodite, of which that species I'm sure were represented by more than a few examples. I haven't had that much cerebral stimulation since since I don't know when.
But Bob was there. Bob was all over the tapes. You never hear Bob's voice yet. We can't release the tapes that have Bob speaking because of the voice print problems. But the reenactments are on the way, and Bob, at the convention, Bob did possess the living bodies of many great doctors, subgenius doctors, Janer Hypercletes, Sterno Keck Aver, even myself for a very short period of time. Almost all of us were at different times possessed by Bob, and every now and then something we say on those tapes is not being said by us, it's being said by J.R. Bob Dobbs, and believe you me, being the vessel for the voice of Bob can wear you out quicker than running a subgenius convention. It can wear you out quicker than taking the drugs that show up at a subgenius convention, which, by the way, I did not do until the convention was over. There is nothing like being possessed by Bob. It is horrible, and it's wonderful. And I mean, look at me. I've been able to abscond with all the bucks and spend it all and come back safe and sound, and all the subgeniuses are think it's fine. Because, yes, I deserved it. It's true. I deserved all the money that the convention made. Well, I can't even go into any detail on that. It was just such a resounding success. So unbelievably financially successful that surely, you know, the mark of Bob was just spurting all over it. And I believe that it's important that there be a subgenius convention in your area. In your area!
All I can say is gut blowout, unprecedented. That was the absolute greatest party that I have ever attended in my entire existence in this life. And I can only hope that the next convention will equal it. I don't see how it possibly could. Just from the point of Doctors for Bob being accepted as well as we were, blows my mind. We've never had a receptive audience, much less an appreciative audience. And to actually see...
The power of Bob kept me on my feet. I only committed suicide once during the entire convention. Was risen from the grave. Oh, God, you should have been there, but you will be there. You are there on the tape.
When will we be sued, and which city will sue us?
The answer to these
and other questions probably will never be answered. And are we protected by the fact that we're now incorporated, or are they going to nail us anyway for my house?
They'll nail
their Bobmobile.
Hey, this subgenius convention is great. Hey, I work for People Magazine. I'm gonna get you guys in there, for sure. You'll be big stars, and you'll make lots of money.
Subgenius audience irritation techniques, total success. The program be praised.
Well, aren't you going to ask us about Elvis?
Yeah.
And what about
the mega fifth temple lodge of the Church of the Subgenius of Little Rock, Arkansas, which is one of the original schisms that was manifested in the first blight of Dobbsville energy to descend upon Central Arkansas, which has been referred to by Bob himself as the savage mind of the country's interior. And
the first temple was burnt to the ground. Bob.
Right. Radical, the RD conspiracy, which we'll go into later, threw a firebomb into our first Megafist Temple Lodge, burned it to the ground. So we aligned ourselves immediately with the first feces temple gog of Dobbs Orthodoxic and the first whiskey glorp church and the first drug abuse church manifested by a chemical engineer, Radon 222. So this explains our involvement in the Dallas clinch and the journeys that have taken place across the boundaries of the many states that were eliminated and have brought Texas and California and Arkansas together in an unholy triad can bring about this power that we're talking about to bring us unlimited slack in the form of $100 bills, $1,000 bills, and some such, you know, solid gold nine irons.
I'm currently the sacred scribe, just temporarily, of the Church of the Subgenius.
I'm going to get out of the position as soon as I can because we burn the sacred scribes out very quickly.
Sad, isn't it? I've been up since since 11 o'clock at night yesterday.
On the head.
Sleep, brother.
The moment you've been waiting for. You can be by the head.
Oh, I can be the bleeding head of Arnold Palmer.
Upside the head. You can be in the head. But if you're not up the head, you're going to burn. The bleeding head of Arnold Palmer. That's what head. Now you can launch. You can launch your bleeding head of Lee Trevino. You can skyrocket your head of Jack Nicklaus. You can bling your head of Sonny Bono. You can hurl your head of Idi Amin. You can launch your head of Ronald Reagan. You can launch your head of Arnold Palmer. But if you don't launch the head of Arnold Palmer, if you don't launch the head of Arnold Palmer, you're going to burn.
As Bob said to L. Ron Hubbard in a letter, he said, L. Ron, sure they may be pink, but their money is green. And this is what we know, that the word of Bob comes through, even in the time of payment, brother.
And we're not asking for one penny for ourselves. If we get dollar bills, hell, we'll tear them up. But it's the kids of the world that need to hear the word of Bob.
Scan us on your fuel screen?
Yes, Earthman, I see you. This means only one thing. You have decided to take the easy way out.
No, Roman. We have fought you to a standstill. And we will go on doing it as long as necessary. If you try to figure out our position, you are wasting your time.
None shall escape me. I shall find a way to rid this Earth planet of humans.
No! We humans will not give up this Earth of ours. But let me ask you something else. What do you have to fear from us?
I want to know!
Mind control, don't have control.
I want to know! Tell me about it!
Well, some people say you can't have two people talking at one time on those tapes. That's right. We can't have two.
I saw Jesus in the morning by the burning bush. I saw Jesus in the afternoon. I saw Jesus at dinner swimming in my stream, fetching in darkies everywhere.
This microphone is healed by the powers of Dobbs.
The microphone is healed.
Was that Dobbs over there? It's Lee Dobbs. We have reports that Dobbs is here tonight in flesh, ladies and gentlemen. Was that Dobbs on your foot? Dobbs right on your foot. I got his word, I saw Dobbs. There's Dobbs. He's over there on the wall. There's Dobbs. There's a whole
what
bunch of
the law?
There. It's the Dobbs.
The doctors do not need
not
to know.
To walk on all fours. The doctors defy the law. The doctors walk on all fours.
The doctors do not need to know the law. Elijah could bring fire down from the sky. in the eyes of men. David's mighty men were shielded from death by the covenant.
Bob, though some people may maintain that the head is filled with plastic medical tubing and pumping fake theater blood through that damn
thing. That's just a theory,
and
though. That's
coagulating.
Not, that's
it's like not some... true. Other people that might claim that it's the bleeding torso that demands recognition, that's not true either.
Right. And
we maintain that it is the head.
There's a church that's dealing with a head that's not bloody, but now rotting. A rotting pussy head as opposed to a
slightly...
Hello.
It's one of our mottos, wounded head good.
Well, you are now listening
bad.
To
wounded head good.
Healed head bad.
Interview with Palmer Vrides, Palmer Vrides, Doug Welbert, and Sternodon himself, who did most of the talking.
Is this what it sounds like inside a subgenius's head?
The big subgenius conference is going to be happening. The convention, the subcon.
And I wouldn't be able to either if the convention it was in Oakland and I was cutting glass here and starving to death. And...
starving to death. It's cold, it's wet outside. I wish I had the money to get on an airplane. I'd ride that sucker and I'd ride to Dallas, Texas, the Subgenius Convention. Get together and praise God. Ride to Dallas, Texas, and join all the subgenius praising Bob for the job. I'm cutting glass in Oakland, I'm trying to make a buck. Hoping if I keep going, I'll increase my luck. I'm hoping and I'm praying that things get better fast. I don't improve, I don't know if I'm gonna last. Oh, I'm cutting glass in Oakland, hoping for Dallas, Texas. Hoping that I get there before the exits. Cutting glass in Oakland, trying to make a buck. Hoping to improve my luck. You know I got a lot of things to do. Hoping and I'm praying that I'll crawl from this hole before them dice begin to roll. Subgenius in Dallas, Texas, on November 22. I won't be there to celebrate with them.
And everything else is at subgenius.com, because this is the Hour of Slack and it's the Church of the Subgenius, and our new official post office box, well, it's the old Cleveland Heights post office box. The Texas Austin office had to move, so now we're at Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118, www.subgenius.com.